阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 你好，这里是独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》，我是大狗熊。这期节目呢，是我最近录制的一个英文视频的音频版。为了方便大家收听，在前面录制了这一段中文的介绍，关于如何高效的管理自己的开会，我有一个正在试验的技巧，可能能够对大家有一些帮助。简单来说，我们作为雇员，开会这件事儿可以选择的余地并不是太大，有一些可以提升开会效率的技巧，比如说像提出新的开会时间，或者是直接拒绝一些你觉得不太有可能创造价值的会，那么这是我们可以使用的技巧。但坦白来说，作为员工，自己的自主权相对来说会小一些，在国内的环境呢可能就更小了。那么在这期节目呢，我分享了一个自己的经验，可以帮助远程办公的人能够高效的管理自己的开会。就我自己来说，每周我大概有十几个会议要参加，有的呢很短，15分钟，有的呢稍微长一点，1-2个小时，每一周大概都有10个小时左右的时间吧，是花在开会的这件事儿上。那么作为以远程办公的人来说，开会这件事儿就更加的消耗个人精力。因为当你开会的时候，在以前呢，开会是一种切换了工作环境的这样的一种行动。那么会议室，前往不同的会议室，然后开会，然后回到自己的工位工作，那么这个状态是在切换的。但是在远程办公的时候都是一样，都是面对同一块屏幕，就更容易产生疲劳感。那么我的技巧呢是有这样的几步。第一步呢，就是先把你的会议分为三类。第一类呢是就是信息传达类的这种会，叫 informative meetings，就相当于从公司的角度有一些例会，或者是月度会、员工全员大会，通报现在的工作情况的。那么这种会通常不需要太多互动，就听就好了。那么第二类会呢，我称为叫参与性的会，就是你需要进行互动和别人进行交流的。那么这种会我称为它为 interactional meetings。 那么这种会议呢是需要自己最好是100%的注意力集中在上面进行参与。那么第三类会呢，是一种比如说你和自己的老板一对一的沟通，或者和自己管理的人一对一沟通。那么这种会呢我称为叫 thinking meetings， 就是同步的会。那么通常就是解决一些个人之间的一些沟通细节，或者是就是 catch up 一下，跟进一下进度。那么这种会呢，通常情况下是不需要去太过于正式的去准备的。那么把你所有的会议分为这三类，然后呢给它做一些这个色彩的标注，就是在自己的日历上进行色彩标注。然后接下来呢，就是在 informative meetings 信息传达类的会呢，可以选择一些事情来进行多任务。那么比如说你在家里可以一边打扫卫生一边去开会，把视频关掉就好了。那么第三类就是这种 thinking meetings， 那么可以跟对方确认一下，就是是不是能够我们把摄像头关掉，就是走路的方式来开会可不可以，或者是切换一下开会的场景可不可以。如果对方说 OK，那么你就可以进行一下这个 walking meetings。 那么我经常和同事，特别是一对一的同事，我会问他 O 不 OK。 那么通常情况下两边都会很开心。那么第二类会就是这种需要自己参与的呢，就确保自己100%身心全身心注意力都投入在上面。 OK， 这期节目就是关于这样的一个技巧， 那么如果感兴趣呢，请继续收听下面的英文内容。感谢您收听，我们下期节目再见喽，拜拜。
Hello, welcome to Bear Talk Channel. I'm Bear, a product designer who lives and works in Auckland, New Zealand. In this video, I want to share a tip that helped me to better cope with my lockdown work from home period, especially about meetings. So let's jump into it. I know everyone struggles with meetings, especially when you work from home, work totally remotely.During pandemic. And before pandemic, when we work, we can work and then go to the water cooler to have a chat with other people and then go to the meeting room to have a meeting and went to another meeting room for a workshop. So the context is changing, which is good. Even you feel a little bit busier than now, but actually those context changing is good for your attention and cognitive and well-being. But now, even we use the word, I jump to different meetings every day online, but actually you haven't moved a bit. You just sit in front of your desk for the whole day, work, and then jump to a Zoom meeting, which is just a click or a tap and do the same thing and then to another meeting. So you still sit in the same scenario without changing it. That's why we feel frustrated or exhausted after a few meetings. So for me personally, there are a few tips in general we can use.For example, you can try to reject some meetings that you feel you cannot contribute value or it doesn't contribute value for you, vice versa. And also you can propose some meetings if you feel this day is full of meetings and you want to balance with the other day. But to be honest, as an employee, you probably don't have that flexibility to choose the time for your meetings. So,What I've tried to balance the meeting is to find, is there any way that we can create the context for the meeting, even we have to sit in front of the desktop for the whole day with different meetings. So I find this way to improve it. Still experiment, but experience it, but I think it might be good to learn. So my tip is to take a few steps. The first step is to categorize your meeting by put them into three jars. So the first jar is the interactional meeting, which means that you need to 100% involve in that meeting. You need to be there and be involved with the discussion.Or maybe you are the facilitator for that meeting as a workshop or something else. So what I mean, you need to 100% there and interact with other people. The second jar is informative meetings, which means you just to know what is happening and you get information. For example, the all hands meeting or the monthlyall team meeting. So there are kinds of like this meeting. You just be updated about the latest news or the progress happening around you. And normally it's happening on large companies more often than small companies. And the third types of the meeting are thinking meetings, which I use thinking as a word. Actually, it means those casual meetings you catch up with your teammates or with your manager or with the people you are managing. For example, the one-on-one meeting with other people, with other designer or developer or marketing people. Those are types of the thinking meeting. So for me, after finish categorize those three meetings, I just use color code to differentiate them on my calendar in a visual way. So for example, I use red to stand for the informative meetings, and I use blue for the one-on-one meetings, the thinking meetings, and I use green for interactional meetings. And by doing that, I have a color code system to stand for different meetings. And then I put something I want to do at home or I can do at home into that colors. So for example, when I work at home, I prefer to do more workout. Or when I work at home, I need to do some housework, some tidy up. And I just put those things on my to-do list, but also color code them into different colors. For example, I put wash dishes as the green, as the red stuff, which is something I can do while I'm having those informative meetings. For example, when I had all hands meeting, I just turn off my camera, and because there are hundreds of people there, and it's okay that I'm turning it off, and I can listen to what is the latest progress for the whole company by the host. But I can also do the dishes, wash the dishes while I'm having the meeting. And by doing that, I can differentiate that context from other meetings. I don't need to sit in front of the camera. Oh no, in front of the desk to have those meetings. And for the thinking meeting, those Carol meetings, those one-on-one meetings, I just ask the other people, like, is that okay? We can do a walking meeting. We can just have a chat without turn on our camera. Is that okay? And most of the time, we don't have to share the screens with other people. It's not always need to share some progress on screen. So we just turn the screen off and have a conversation while we have a walk around our neighborhood, which actually for both sides, we feel better by doing that. And the other type of the meeting, like interactional meeting, I just commit myself that I want to 100% there and really contribute for that meeting. So yeah, normally that time I will sit in front of my desk and fully there. Right, I hope you probably find this tip is useful and you can try it, but my suggestion is to keep it transparent and honest and have a chat with your manager and to see if he or she happy to do that, happy to for you to do that, and keep it transparent to other people. And if you feel probably other people will find it's not comfortable for you to do that, and just stop doing that. But I think that would be a good way to improve our well-being when we work from home or work remotely. So yeah, that's my tip for today, and thanks for watching. I hope you like it. If you like this one, please hit the subscribe button if you haven't, and share with other people, and check other videos on this channel. There are a lot of things about productivity, technology, and design, of course. I'm Bear. I will see you in another video. Bye.